Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 14th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud Daled Mishnah Gimel and Parak Yud Daled Mishnah Daled. Today in the two Mishnayos we're going to be discussing the general halachos and principles of refuah b'Shabbos, of doing anything related to healing oneself on Shabbos. Now, generally speaking, the halacha is that a person is not allowed to take any medicine on Shabbos, and the reason for that is because in the olden days, how would they make medicine? They'd make medicine by grinding herbs and by crushing various types of herbs in order to make various medicines. Now, a person is not allowed to crush anything on Shabbos. That would be the melacha of tochein, of grinding on Shabbos, which is not allowed. Therefore, the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to do anything related to medicine on Shabbos and take medicine on Shabbos because we're concerned that you're going to grind up those medication. Now, there are two important caveats to this rule. Number one is the concept that we're going to learn today of Meichel Brim, of things that typically healthy people eat. For example, even though a person who isn't feeling well might drink and eat the hot soup, you're allowed to have soup on Shabbos, again, assuming that it was made without cooking and so on, that it was made in an appropriate way, and you simply had it from before Shabbos. But you're allowed to drink hot tea or hot soup on Shabbos, because these are things that typical people would eat, and therefore you're allowed to have them on Shabbos. The second caveat, which we're not going to discuss today in the Mishnayos, but just we should know for our own lives, is that if the Shulchan Aruch points out that if you're in a situation where you can't function, where you're bedridden, where you literally are in a state where you can't function or move, so there are certainly many heterim for a person to be able to have medicine on Shabbos. That's just for us to know in our own lives. But in terms of today, it's just important to know that Meichel Briyim matters, that if it's something that people might otherwise eat that are healthy, then you would be allowed to eat it on Shabbos. And we're not concerned for this prohibition of refuah on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Ein ochlin ezov yon b'Shabbos. A person can't eat ezov yon, just like this type of hyssop that was would grow among the thorns and was often used to kill worms that were in a person's intestines. So a person can't eat this on Shabbos. Lefisha ain't a Meichel Briyim, because this is not something that a healthy person would eat. It's therefore obvious that anyone who eats it is doing so for medicinal purposes, and therefore a person is not allowed to eat it, just like any other medicine, on Shabbos. Aval says the Mishnah, but ochel hu es yo ezer, but he may eat yo ezer, which is like this item that was effective in eliminating worms in the liver also. But this was my Meichel Briyim. This is something that people might typically consume. Vishosa abuvroa, and a person can drink this abuvroa, which is a liquid in which the wood of a certain branchless tree was soaked. And this was used to cure someone who drank water that was mayim neshuchin, that might had some poison in it, and so on and so forth. But again, the mission is that because many healthy people would also eat and drink these items, therefore a person was allowed to eat these things, again, because they are Meichel Briyim. Continuing in the mission with the general rule, Kol ha'achalin ochel adam l'refu, a person may eat any food that healthy people eat, even for the purposes of healing. V'chol ha'mashkin shosen, a person may drink any typical drink that a healthy person might drink, even if it might ultimately heal the person. Chutz mimei dekalim, except for the water of certain palm trees in Eretz Yisrael, a person can't eat. This is referring specifically to water from a certain spring in Eretz Yisrael that was located between two palm trees. The water was used as a stool softener and to clean out the bowels, as the Bartanura points out, based on the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Vikos Ikarim, and the Mishnah says that a person can't have this cup of sterility. It was like this medicinal type of a drink that would also cause a person to not be able to have children. It was made by mixing wine with a certain type of tree sap and the powders of a certain grass and of saffron. It was used to cure jaundice as well as abnormal blood flow in women. It had the side effect of sometimes causing people to not be able to have children, and that's really why it's called this Kos Ikarim, the cup of sterility. And the reason why you can't drink these types of drinks, says the Mishnah, Mipnei Shehein Li Roka, because they are used only for curing jaundice. They're only used for curing these types of diseases. They're not drunk by healthy people. They're not Meichel Briyim, and therefore they cannot be consumed. They cannot be drunk on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah is going to give an exception to this rule. Aval shozu who made the kalim litzmo. But a person, a healthy person, may drink this water of palm trees to quench his thirst. He's thirsty, you can drink it certainly. You're not doing it with the intention to have a refuah, to have a healing. Visach shemini karin shalol refuah, and he may anoint himself with oil. That if he does not intend to use it for healing, just he just wants to soften his skin there too, he's allowed to do it, because although this type of activity is normally done only for medicinal reasons, since he did not intend to do so, it is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Dalet. The previous Mishnah just taught us that when it comes to a medical treatment, so a medical treatment is not allowed on Shabbos, only if it is obvious that it's being done for medical purposes. The Mishnah is going to give a bunch of examples of medical treatments that are not allowed in some cases, but are permitted in other cases based on this general rule. Is it Meichel Brim? Is it something that healthy people would eat or drink or not? Says the Mishnah, HaChosh Eish Beshin, if a person has a toothache, has pain in his teeth, Lo Yigma Behenes HaChometz, he's not allowed to sip vinegar through them and then spit it out, because healthy people do not drink vinegar in this way, and it is therefore obvious that a person is doing this for medicinal reasons, for medical purposes, which is not allowed on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, Aval Mitabel Hu Kedarko, however, he may dip food into vinegar in his usual way and eat it, Vimnis Rapin Nisrapin, and if he happens to be healed, if his tooth happens to get better, then great, but as long as you're doing it in a typical way, the typical people eat, that is perfectly permissible, that is allowed. Another similar type of example, Achoshesh Bimasna, if a person has pain in his loins, in his insides, he's feeling pain, Lo Yosuch Yayin V'chometz, he can't smear himself with a wine or vinegar, because people would typically not anoint themselves with these liquids, except in the case of medical need. However, says the Mishnah, Aval, but Sachu es Hashem, but he may smear himself with oil, even though it's going to have this effect of healing him, because typical people would smear themselves with oil. This, is, again, is a case of Meichel Brim. This is something that healthy people do, and therefore he can smear himself with oil in this situation as well. However, says the Mishnah, Velo Shemen Vered, but may not smear himself with rose oil, because rose oil is very, very expensive and only used for medical purposes. You're only going to buy the expensive oil when you need it for medical purposes. Says the Mishnah, however, B'nai Melachim, Sachin Shemen Vered Al Makosein, but princes, they can smear rose oil on their wounds to heal themselves. Shekin Darcham Lasuch Bechol, because these are princes, were people who even on weekdays would smear the oil on themselves. They were wealthy, they could afford such oil, and therefore they would be able to use it to soften their skin, and if it ultimately helps to heal them, then that is fine as well. Nim nisrape, nisrape, as the Mishnah said. However, the Mishnah is going to conclude with a very powerful statement of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim, all of the Jewish people are like princes. We're all the sons of princes. Hashem's the king, and we're the prince. As the Torah says, Banim Atem LaHashem Lechem, you are sons of Hashem, and Hashem's the Melech Malchim Lechem, Hashem's also the king. So we are the princes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us in a halachic sense, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that you're also allowed to smear rose oil on yourself on Shabbos, even though it's very expensive, because just like princes who are wealthy can afford it, so too we're all princes, and therefore we can all technically or hashkafically afford such oil to smear on ourselves if we are in pain, again, because it's considered to be Meichel Brim, something that healthy people do. Quick review, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Gimel, taught us a general principle that anything that is not, that is done only for medicinal purposes, for medical reasons, is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, unless it's a Meichel Brim, unless it's something that typical people might do in a healthy way. If you're healthy and you would do it, then you could do it. And if you happen to be healed, then you can be healed. He gives a few examples of things that are always only eaten or drunk for medicinal purposes, and those things cannot be eaten or drunk on Shabbos, because it's clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. But again, if you're doing it with the intention of just stam, you just want this item, you're thirsty, for example, as the Mishnah says, then you would be allowed to consume that item on Shabbos. Have a great day.